This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 12 minutes past 7 on your hump day morning, and today is not just Wednesday hump day, it's also the 6-year anniversary of when Australia said yes to same-sex marriage.
And this is precisely how that moment went down.
Here in Victoria.
Reflect the view of the eligible population. Oh my God. And now the official results of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey. For the national result, yes responses, 7 million 817,247, representing 61.6%. No responses. 4,873,997.
You can hear how nervous everyone was before the result was announced.
It's like there were some people who are really good at math that were like, yes, 7 million means that, yes, we won.
So that's some of the audio I got, which is from the video that's up on the Joy Breakfast Instagram now, of the video of when the announcement was made, standing right at the front, and none of us knew what that number meant. And none of us, everyone was so anxious, but hearing that in everyone's voices, like, what does that mean? What's going on? And then the screaming and the relief that you can hear from everybody when that announcement was made is pretty special.
We're going to get into more of that right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
And then as soon as we worked out that it was 7 million something something, yeah. Everyone did the maths, and then it was just elation everywhere, tears, joy, everything.
It's been really overwhelming, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been amazing. Everyone's just had the best day.
From about 9 o'clock, everyone was very nervous. We didn't know how to react. But obviously when the good news came in, it was good. It was a lot of love in the end.
Yeah. What was it like seeing such love in the room and such beautiful privacy?
It was great. Even me in tears. Everyone was in tears. It was nice. It was lovely.
Well, I have been speaking with people because I'm originally from Spain, where we had our marriage equality law passed in 2005. So I have been speaking with some of my European friends and Australians, and it has been very interesting to see the feel of hope that you guys all had here in Australia. Still feeling that we still have a massive fight to go in front of us with our trans peers and our bisexual peers, of course. But it has been very, very amazing to be here for this time, because 12 years ago, I was back home and happy as well, of course. But it's just reliving this again. It's a great chance, really.
It is the yes fester. They have closed off Lygon Street. Everyone has spilled out of Trace Hall onto the street. There is a stage set up and the rain has gone away and everyone is just out hugging random strangers. And right now, actually, about to watch a drag show. There are queues to get in, but like I said, everyone has been fabulous and patient.
So are you in a queue or are you ready to watch the drag show?
No, I got it. I got it. But I thought I'll take your call first.
That is some of the audio from 6 years ago here on Joy when I was doing the afternoon show, and we were literally driving around to every possible celebration for the Yes Vote for Marriage Equality. That happened 6 years ago. You're on Joy Brecky with Rach and Dean. Now, Rach, I want to ask you, where were you 6 years ago? What was this experience like for you when Australia said yes to marriage equality?
The moment it happened, I knew that it was going to be announced at whatever time it was, and I was at work, and so I specifically made sure that I didn't book a client at that time, and I went and sat in the office at work, and I was engaged at the time, which is really weird to say now. So for me, it was a big deal. It meant that, like, we could actually go ahead with our wedding, and then, yeah, just yelled and screamed from the office, and then everyone at work gave me a hug. And then when work finished for the day, we went to join all the parties happening on Lygon Street, and they wouldn't let anyone else in.
No, we did do a broadcast where we were driving around in a car for the entire drive show. We had a whole team of people making that happen here at Joy, and we were driving around and we were meant to actually be doing content from the party, but once we got there, they wouldn't let us in.
Yeah.
So we literally...
It was like anyone who has a real job wasn't actually allowed in. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so that last part of the audio... Well, it was because so many people wanted to come and celebrate, and that last part of the audio was from Gina, who's on Outtakes, and Gina was actually on The Breakfast Show that morning.
Yes.
And it was really funny because Gina was literally on the other side of the barrier on her phone talking to us on the other side of the car, and that's how we had to do it because we couldn't actually cross.
Get inside.
It was fun and crazy and an amazing day, but we know it can have weird feelings for everyone, which is why it's important to just kind of take stock of it, which is why we're starting the show that way this morning.
Yeah, if you do need any support today, joy.org.au/support.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily dose of Joy Breakfast.
It's 24 minutes past 7 on November the 15th.
Oh, I couldn't remember the date. I was like, go you.
I had to look at the screen for that. It is the six-year anniversary of the day that Australia said yes to marriage equality, smack bang in the middle of Trans Awareness Week.
Yes. Now, I mean, this is a day that can, for me, I think for the past 5 years, has been a day that I haven't really enjoyed.
Okay.
It's brought in a lot of memories. Like, it was a really stressful experience for so many of us, you know, actually having to justify, you know, why we should be treated like equal citizens in regards to marriage, and having to have conversations that we never thought we'd have to have with strangers and family members, and the process that got us there, which wasn't even a vote, but a postal survey. It was really a lot. And the day itself was really a lot as well.
Yeah, I think I had a bit of a different experience leading up to it. It was awful. It was stressful. It was, it took an emotional toll on a lot of our community. Yeah, yeah. But on that day, I feel like I was able to just let go of everything and be like, we made the right decision.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely have the same thing. In fact, why don't we play this little bit of audio? That this is from an interview that I did with the then Victorian Commissioner for the LGBTI communities, Ro Allen. A year on from the vote about their experience, Ro and I were standing right next to each other. In fact, if you look at the video that's on the Joy Breakfast Instagram, at Joy Breakfast, you'll see as I pan the camera around, Ro is basically standing directly in front of me. And this is what Ro had to say about their experience.
I mean, there's a video of me at the time that, you know, that I actually, someone actually filmed me hearing the answer. I mean, that's actually...
Oh, I actually do love that. Like,
it's raw. It's absolutely raw.
I was the same. I don't know if you remember because it was so crazy. Like, I kind of broke down and you actually grabbed me. Maybe it was a minute or so later. I don't even know. And just grabbed me and gave me a quick hug.
Yeah, I remember.
Which I am forever grateful for because, yeah, it was that moment when, you know, we're all just holding so much tension in, and that moment happened, and it was just, and here in Victoria, we didn't hear the numbers properly, did we?
No,
because
we didn't.
There was something going on. Whenever a tram would go past, it would disrupt the audio.
Yep.
So everyone was sitting here and we were suddenly freaking out because the results were being read out and we had no idea.
Now, do you want to hear a funny story about that?
All right.
You know, we have all sorts of people that support us. Mm. My big sister, also part of the Rainbow family herself, came down really to support me, and because she knew I had to go up on the stage and do this and everything. So she was there. Well, she fixes everything in my world. She saw the trams. She made the connection between the static and the trams. And just before the announcement, she went out on the road and stood in front of the tram and stopped it.
Really?
That's how we saw it.
So we have her to thank. Yeah. Because that's the only reason we heard.
That's it.
What was, wow.
Yeah, Meg was out there in front of a tram because she disappeared, and I didn't understand because I didn't get the connection between the static and the tram.
No, I had not. I just assumed it was,
but she did. She got
Telstra,
it. She's kind of practical like that. And so she disappeared. And I thought, oh, my God, you've come down to support me, Meg, and you know you're not actually here. Oh, that's weird. And didn't think second of it. And then missed the whole thing. And it wasn't until after the announcement did she reappear. And then later that night she said, oh, yeah, I had to go and stand in front of the tram.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, there was that huge moment when we all screamed with joy and everyone was just clutching everyone. There were explosions of rainbow colours everywhere, which was really funny watching the team from Equal Love trying to actually
open the things
because Ron and Anthony were trying hard and just couldn't. It's great that we can find the laughter in such a stressful and emotional time, but that's what community does. That's what we do. We come together, and we're 6 years on now, and every single year, I guess I've reflected a little bit going, oh, okay, I guess I'll feel good about this one day, and I do, but the trauma has carried with me from that we had to carry with us for all those months, and now I'm starting to feel like that's not there, which is really lovely.
Well, and a huge congratulations to everyone who has been able to get married in the last 6 years.
So many.
Whoop, whoop.
Love it.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.